All right, so how's it been the last few weeks since you got here?
It's been great. You know, came back out here to the East Coast, you know, me and my wife, and excited, you know, excited to be here, you know, thankful to the Kraft family, Coach Belichick, and the organization to give me an opportunity to come out here and try to help this team win a championship.
Did you expect to leave San Diego, or did this sort of happen?
A little bit. You know, obviously going into free agency, you don't really know what's going to happen. I knew that there'd be opportunities probably elsewhere. And, you know, this presented a great opportunity for me, and I'm happy to be here.
What do you envision your role in this offense being?
I don't know. We'll see. You know, we haven't really...
Defense,
yeah.
It's early.
Hey, you never know.
For me, anyway.
You know, we haven't really sat down and talked about it. You know, I'm just going to probably be put in position wherever I can help this team the best. And I'm sure the coaches will do a good job of placing me where I need to be.
Were you surprised to get the call? Was it when the call came from the Patriots?
Just more excited than surprised. You know, I'm an East Coast guy. Went to Syracuse University. All my family, my wife's family, is all from out here. And it's close to home. So I was excited to have the opportunity to come back out this way.
You know any of the guys in the locker room?
Just the Syracuse guys, Will Allen and Tony Fiametta. I know those guys. But I'm getting to know everyone.
Was the main attraction coming back to play on the East Coast?
What's it?
Was the main attraction coming back to play on the East Coast?
That and to be a part of this organization. You know, it's a winning organization. You know, everyone's goal in the NFL is to win a Super Bowl, and I know that this gives me a great opportunity to do that.
As far as the guys you're getting to know, is there anyone in particular you're gravitating towards for leadership?
Just, you know, not yet. I mean, we've only been here a couple days, you know. Those things will come as we go. You know, once we start going with OTAs and mini camps and get through the summer, you know, this is the time, you know, to really build team camaraderie and get to know guys and start to build, you know, the foundation for the season. So that'll come as the offseason gets going a little bit more here.
What have been your your impressions of the first few days of
those? It's great, man. You know, it's tough. You know, we've been out running, working hard, and, you know, things are going well. You know, we're getting to know each other, and that'll just keep building as we go here, and we get allowed to do a little bit more in a couple weeks.
And with so many new fit, I mean, there's about a dozen, 14, 15 free mm-hmm. agents. Is there a sense that a lot of people are just trying to get to know each other?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, there's a lot of new guys that are in this locker room. I think that, you know, it doesn't happen every year, but a lot of years, you know, you get a lot of new faces in the locker room. And it just takes a little bit of time to get to know each other, get familiar with each other. And once we get to do more things out here on the field, you know, that'll start rolling pretty quickly.
From the outside, what was your experience talking about the secondary? I know, you know, obviously you're wrapped up in your own thing out there in San Diego, but
right.
when you think about the New England secondary, what do you thought about the New England secondary in the last few years? What were some of the first things?
You know, I didn't really know too much about it. You know, I just know I'm coming out here to work hard and try to help this team be better. And whatever way I can do that, you know, I'm open for. So I'm just excited to be out here and try to help this team win a championship.
What type of experience do you have at each safety position?
Well, I've played both. You know, I've played both safeties. I played the nickel slot. Played 4 years of corner in college, so I'm pretty versatile when it comes to, you know, any position in the secondary. So, you know, I could play them all.
Did last year for you feel kind of like a bounce back year after serving that 4 years? You mentioned kind of getting back on the field.
You know, not really a bounce back year. You know, last year was good for me. I got to start, you know, 13 games. Gave me some more experience. I mean, the more experience you have in this league, the better you're going to be. And, you know, every game you play, every snap you take, every rep you take only makes you better. And last year definitely made me better as a football player.
Steve, can you talk about growing up in New York, largely in Jets country, and whether you were a Jets fan at one time?
Yeah, you know, I wasn't really a fan of any team in particular. You know, I followed players more, but, you know, a bunch of my buddies had Jets season tickets. We used to go to the games a lot, but, you know, I wasn't really a fan of a team, you know. I'm a New England Patriot fan.
Were you Yankees fan, though?
What's that?
Yankees fan?
No, I don't follow baseball.
Would your answer be the same if this was in New York right now?
Absolutely.
How about special teams experience?
Yeah, special teams. I mean, that's the way I made my way in this league. You know, came in undrafted and, you know, really worked hard to earn my way onto our roster. And I did that in San Diego by playing hard on special teams, you know. Played all four and, you know, did that for my first 2 years before I started to build, you know, up into – you know, playing time on defense, and it's important. Special teams is a huge part of the game, and, you know, I look forward to, you know, contributing and playing on special teams as well.
Last year, the secondary was criticized quite a bit here, mm-hmm. And when you came in, the reports that you were given a pretty hefty deal. Mm-hmm. Do you expect to be more than just a special team or someone who contributes on the defense?
Oh, regularly? Yeah, I think any player in this league expects to be, you know, you strive yourself to be a starter in this league, and you approach it that way. So I'll approach practice, I'll approach, you know, the off season, I'll approach everything to prepare myself to be a starter. And I think that's the only way you can go about it. I think every player should go about it that way. And then the competition on the field, we'll let it stand where it stands.
San Diego, Eric Weddle played more than the safety position.
you're more in the box? Do you feel you're out of position?
People say that. I think I could play both. You know, I think I do a good job down in the box. You know, I think my more natural position is probably roaming around, playing more pass game and things like that. You know, you typically want a bigger guy in the box. But I could do it. I did it well, and I had fun doing it. So, you know, me and Eric were good friends. We've rotated around a lot. You know, we didn't have a specific position as down in the box, out of the box type of guy. And, you know, I could play them all.